I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is 90.9 WBUR. Charles Stormy Mayo has been obsessed with whales since he was a youngster. He grew up in Provincetown. He could see humpback whales breaching off the coast of Cape Cod Bay. 48 years ago, Mayo co-founded the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. It's a nonprofit that leads research and policy initiatives on protecting marine life and the coastal environment. Stormy Mayo is stepping down from his post at the organization, and he joins us now. And I know this is not the most important question, but how'd you get that name?
I picked it up probably pretty honestly. My father was a schoonerman. He was a fisherman. And I was very nearly born aboard a schooner during a gale. They got me to the hospital, but he nicknamed me the night I was born.
Wow. So it has stuck. And I should say that you have fulfilled that in your profession because you are something of a force of nature, I'd say. An expert on North Atlantic right whales, an expert on a lot of things, but on the right whales in particular, if we can start with that, the species has been endangered since 1970. What is happening with the population right now?
It appears, and it's now pretty solid evidence, that the population has been over the last decade in decline. I think it's pretty clear that mortality is overall outpacing birth.
And we know that there are some positive news stories when we hear them. One of them is the expertise in disentangling whales. And they become entangled in part because there's so much stray fishing rope or fishing net around. You've become an expert on disentangling whales. And I wonder if you can tell us that story, which went back to 1984 and something that happened on Thanksgiving Day that year.
Yes. Well, a colleague, David Matilla, and I went out in our boat and came across a whale we called Ibis, and she was deeply tangled up in net and would likely die.
And we should say, just to interrupt for a second, you knew her, you recognized her because you had tried to free her from netting before, and it didn't work.
That's correct. We decided we would try to find a way to slow her down using ropes and grapples thrown into the entangling gear. The technique is just to stop the whale as best you can. She had very deep cuts around her tail where the ropes had sawed in and cut deeply into her flesh. And when I reached in, she started to bleed. And I've often remembered that moment when she became not this giant object, but a feeling creature, much like us. And it was a moment, I would say, almost of bonding between the whale and me. I was unsure that we were ever going to see her again. And in fact, the next year, we did find her far off of Provincetown on a whale watch, and she jumped, which was a wonderful thrill for those of us who'd freed her.
That's so great. In the bigger picture, we hear so many reports about the warming of the bay, the warming of the waters, record warming of the waters of the Gulf of Maine. How has it affected the whales' migration patterns and overall health?
Exactly how that is impacting the animals is hard to say. In the case of right whales that I work on, it appears somewhat unexpectedly that while their food across much of the western North Atlantic is changing its patterns and the whales are moving further north, in Cape Cod Bay, oddly, is the only place where the opposite seems to be changing. We seem to be seeing more of the food organisms and therefore more of the right whales.
So as you leave the post, your optimism level is what?
I suppose optimism may be extreme. The ocean system is in a state of radical change. My hope is that we will all understand that we are in the same ecosystem, this Earth system, and we're all going to have to get together and do something about it, or all of our lives will change.
And thank you for all you have done over the past 48 years. Charles Stormy Mayo, renowned marine scientist and leading expert on the North Atlantic right whale, stepping down from his many posts at the Center for Coastal Studies, which he co-founded in Provincetown 48 years ago. We wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure we'll be still hearing from you in the future. I hope that happens.
Yes, you certainly will. Thank you. Thank you a lot.